It is my special honor and pleasure to address all of you today during this wonderful celebration which you have so kindly arranged for this insignificant servant of yours. Thank you very, very much also for this arrangement. And I couldn't help. Maharaj Ramuni had requested me to close my eyes and not see. And I did not cheat. I kept the eyes closed. And then he had requested me that the curtain was removed and this beautiful Vrindavan Radhakund arrangement, to be specific, was revealed to our eyes. Then I was blinded by the light. There was so much light coming from this place, and I thought, where is the spotlight, which is so powerful to make such a effulgence? And I couldn't spot that spotlight. But later it became clear to me, please take note of this, the sun, which was so long covered and hidden away, has appeared, I think, because of all your chanting yesterday. But now it's a full sunlight. Can you see this? Therefore I felt, although I'm naturally a little shy to accept such glorification, I felt there's an auspicious reciprocation. somehow nature is playing along, so to say, and providing the light and everything, which makes for a nice festivity. I also had, when the ceremony started, an amazing little flashback. Flashback means a memory. Many, many years ago, when the world was younger, I was younger, there was a birthday celebration organized in the castle in Radhadesh. And during that time, the children of Radhadesh sang a song for me. There was one child with very large eyes, I remember, and another child who had this child was blonde, and the other child was with dark hair. And then there was another child, I remember, he's now Vishwampa, and some little baby girls, and they were really small. And so when just a little while ago, the door opened, and that big-eyed, blue-eyed, blonde-haired child walked in. Now he's a grown-up man. With him came the dark-haired child walking in. He's also now a grown-up man. They sport impressive beards. I thought, how nice. It is continuous, the experience of celebrating birthday in the midst of wonderful persons who come with affection in the heart is going on year after year. And those of us who were children become men, and those who were men become old men. The little baby girls become grown up mothers, maybe. So this is a very endearing little scene when that door opened and Gopinath and Manu walked in smiling and saying, hello, Hare Krishna, welcome. Welcome not only the two of you and everyone else who joins us today for the celebration. I will now address you in my birthday of Vyasaputra in Brisbane. Obviously, I was thinking for quite some time what I can make the subject of my talk, and I thought to pick up on what I believe Gaurahari said a little while ago. On one's birthday in Vedic times, one offers presents to the audience. Not audience, to the people. One doesn't so much receive presents as one shares presents and gives presents. The question is obviously what present do I have to share with you? And really, I have where I stay, we call it the gift shrank, the present shrank, das der Geschenkeschrank in Deutsch, the cupboard in which presents are. I receive many, many presents as I travel, and I cannot make use of all the presents because I only have one body, not many, for instance. I get many cushions, but I only have one head. So the unused presents are coming in the Geschenkeschrank, in the present, and the cupboard. Is it called cupboard? Shrank. The cupboard in which the presents are. Whenever someone visits me, it is my regulative principle to give them a present from this present cupboard. And when I go somewhere, I make a bag and I put the presents inside, because they keep on coming so quick that if I don't am similarly very quick in giving them away, I will drown in presents and not be able to live. That would be so much. In the same way, this is an analogy, as I receive physical or tangible presents, by our glorious Sampradaya, by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Gokushodas Babaji Maharaj, and Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I have also received some spiritual presents. And today I will open my present cupboard. This is the second present cupboard. The cupboard where I keep my spiritual treasures. And I want to share this with you. What is very important to me. Maybe, oh yeah, Hare Krishna, I know this microphone very well. I recognize it. This is the microphone which goes to the world. I forgot to greet affectionately the audience who views of this on the internet. I have to just see the camera. Yeah, this is the camera, so I will look here. Hare Krishna. I should have done that in the beginning, such time. Can take this opportunity to also greet the internet audience, which is much, much more than what can fit in a room. And I'm just now putting my antennas up and trying to find out whom I know from the internet audience. I stopped it accounting. thank you very much to join us as well. I know from my correspondence many devotees who said we can't come, but we will blog on the internet, so I just count it from my memory. Many. Yes, I want to open my spiritual gift cup, which is filled with the gifts or presents from our glorious Sampradaya. What I consider really the greatest gift of Srila Prabhupada and all his predecessors in my life is something which I think you are aware of. It was a gift which saved my spiritual life at one stage. I have often told the story on my retreat, that when my retreats, when I turned about, I'm just not moving in the world of numbers there. Maybe it was 25 years old or something like this. I went deep in my heart and to find out what had I really realized after all these years in Krishna consciousness. And I was not very impressed by my realizations. I could really honestly say I have learned the philosophy by now and passed the tests in the philosophy, but as far as realizations are concerned, it's very difficult to say what is a concept and what is a realization. But I really felt that there were still many unpleasant things in my heart, and that was not difficult to recognize. That's very, very obvious when you're honest. So I thought our process may not work so well for me, and I need to know a little bit more information how to make this process work. But I didn't really know where I should start. And during this time, I inquired from many devotees and I made a very, very thorough study of Prabhupada's books, and I found that Prabhupada had said we will actually be able to meet Krishna if we learn to chant the holy name without offenses. I found this many places, and I will share some of the places which specifically impressed me in this lecture. And it was at that time, maybe it was later when I was maybe 30, I was 35. I'm so old now, it can't be, I really can't say. Maybe one day I get a biographer who puts the life and time-wise together. But it was maybe 20 years ago. That was when I was 40. I'm so old now. So I found out that of all of Krishna's treasures, which he has in his gift cupboard or present cupboard, where he keeps his presents for the conditioned souls, of all of them, the most important present is the holy name. That later, much later, I found in Harinam Chintamani that Haridas Thakur says this to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu: "My Lord, of all of Krishna's treasures in his treasure house, the holy name is the highest treasure." So it was then that I decided to take this serious with the chanting, and I began to chant extra rounds and also go on annual retreats during the months of Kartik, when I would stop my preaching service, which was and sometimes still is extremely difficult for me, because I like to preach. It's something which comes natural, and Prabhupada told me I should do this as my service. So he told this to me personally, and very clearly that was, yeah, I feel this is my connection with my spiritual master. So once a year, I drop even my literal preaching, because Prabhupada had said also that of all the things which pleases him most is when his devotees attain love of Godhead. And he said, I have not come to preach much philosophy to you. I just request you to chant Hare Krishna, purify your heart, and realize your constitutional position. Those who like philosophy, and this is our lucky city, our original position in the spiritual world, where we render service for Radha and Krishna in our spiritual bodies, which have nothing to do with our present bodies. No? So he said, just do this. Chant, purify your heart, and realize your constitution, position, who you are. And I thought, well, if this is so clear in Prabhupada's teaching, if it is so obvious in his own spiritual master preaching to his disciples, I might as well become serious about this and give it my best try, my best attempt. So then when I was presenting this my talk to this celebration, I came to a place in the life of Narada Muni where even Krishna tells him, tells Narada Muni to chant. Let us just remember this, then go right into this very nice katha. You remember in this previous life which we have dealt with, Narada Muni was the Gandharva Upabhana, who was extremely materially attached. There was a curse on him which made him extremely connected with the world, you can say. He still was a devotee in his heart, a great soul, Narada Muni, but outwardly he acted differently as the Gandharvas. He was cursed to take the birth of a Shudra, which he did. When he was 5 years old, he had the rare fortune of getting the seed of bhakti in that life from these four great saints which came to his house during the rainy season. And when he accepted their prasadam, he was spiritually so infected, you could say, that the desire to leave home and go the transcendental path totally became so strong in him. But he couldn't leave home because there was his mother, his widowed mother, who had only him and who tried to take care of her little boy. But then Narada Muni says, by Krishna's arrangement, who moves everyone like a puppeteer moves a puppet, my mother stepped on an angry snake and died from the snake bite. Then Narada Muni, he was only 5 years old and had lost his only shelter in this world, his dear mother. He immediately became enthusiastic and remembered this desire of him, this taste in him to take to real spiritual life. And he went on his journey where he passed through dangerous forests. We have quoted the verse from Prabhupada that we should also, not the explanation from Prabhupada, we should also go through the varieties of Krishna's creation and learn to connect with Krishna, who is everywhere present. I think our Gopinath likes to travel around the world, and he goes to Australia. During that travel, one should always think, Krishna, wherever I walk, wherever I sleep, wherever I go, Krishna is right next to me. That is a lesson of our Narada Muni. So then he came to a lake. He was extremely thirsty. He drank some and sat down near a banyan tree. It must have looked something like this here. A very nice tree has come from the temple. And he chanted the mantra which the saints had given him. And he was not prepared what happened then. The Lord came into his heart. He danced step by step. He first smelled him, then he heard the anchor bells, and then he saw the beautiful smiling face. He had the full darshan. But then the Lord disappeared, and he was so overwhelmed. Where are you? He jumped up, his meditation broke, and he had just lost the most valuable thing in the world. Do you have something valuable in your possession, Jayapal? Maybe a madanga? Special madanga? Madanga is there? Mountain bike is available? No, that has to be announced.
I still have the other ice.
If you have something really precious, I believe for you it would be the madanga. Let us imagine this madanga would be seeing this thing. I can guarantee you, Jai Gopal, who has the silverly dressed madanga, would look all over for it. Everything would come on the second place. Even prasadam for some time. You would go for it. If there's something valuable in your life, here is a good example. A mother who has a dear child. That is valuable. I know we have one mother in Radha Desh who said to me that she had to go to some medical work on a medical situation, hospital. But she said, I was suffering intense pain because I felt I lost my child. The child was in Germany, in Europe, and I was there in India, and I felt you can see if you take a child from a mother, you know how the mother will react. Narada Muni was 1 million times more eager to find Krishna, who was the most valuable, and Krishna came to him, but in an unexpected way. I would like to read this to you. The Lord did not show himself again. Prabhupada says there is no mechanical process to see the form of the Lord. And no matter how much Narada Muni tried to find him, this is not quotation is ended. The Lord was not present before his vision again. But he spoke to Narada Muni. He said, Antasmi jatmani bhavan mamam nashtum vihati
Ami Bhagva Kashayana Dudashon Puyo. I regret that during this lifetime you will not be able to see me anymore. No. Those who are incomplete in their service to me and who are not completely free from all material taints can hardly see me. But then the Lord revealed his merciful nature. Yes, he would not give Narada Muni darshan in that life of a boy who was born from a maidservant. But his disappearance from him was not cruel. It was therapeutical, or it did something, it healed something. He said, by consciously coming before your vision and then disappearing from you again, I have done something to you. I have given you the qualification by which you see me. My gift to you is an intense eagerness. I want Krishna. I want Krishna. And by this burning fire of spiritual desire, you will burn all the material things which shouldn't be there in the heart. He said in the Lord's verse, O virtuous one, you have only once seen my person, and this was just to increase your desire for me. Because the more you hanker for me, the more you will be freed from all material desires. My dear devotees, do you want to become free from the obstacles? Do you want to become free from what keeps you apart from Krishna? Then you must light a fire in your heart. I believe that fire only comes by the mercy of the Lord. You must pray for this intense desire, this longing, or this hankering, because that will put all the other things first on the second place, then your little attachments, all of a sudden they are on the third place, then they are in the millionth place, some little paint of material attachments there, and shoop, gone, finish, oh yeah, it's done. The Lord gives Narada Muni some very confidential instructions for which we need to open the windows so that we have the oxygen to understand them, because they are a little bit they are very much to the point. He says that on this path, you know, where you longings to hanker or desire more for Krishna, there is no demoniation, means there is no going back. If you engage your mind like this in Krishna consciousness, nothing can destroy it. Death cannot destroy it. The dissolution of the whole material creation cannot destroy this matihi. Matihi means this spiritual inclination which is there. The Lord says, this is a little philosophical, but I trust in your ability to understand this. By service of the Absolute Truth, even for a few days, a devotee attains firm and fixed intelligence in me. Consequently, he does No, he goes on to become my associate in the transcendental world after giving up the present miserable material world. Yeah, so this service to Krishna which you do will bring you back home, back to Godhead. Maybe for some of us it is not next life. Maybe it is not even the life after that. Maybe we have to be so foolish to become a millionaire before or do something, some other foolish project to satisfy our desires. But really it is clear that once you have started on this path, it will not be taken for advancement, and you can actually become an associate. So in other words, let's summarize, let's make it a little bit more clear. The Lord appeared once. Narada Muni said to Vishwanath Chakravarti, said, why once? Come again, please, one more time, two. The Lord said, one time is enough to do what I wanted to do. You've seen me once, now you only want me. The more you hanker after my association, you will become free from all material desires. So this is what Krishna had explained to the gopis also, why he sometimes disappears from them. I think we also feel, oh, I was so good in Krishna consciousness when I was 1 week in the movement. Now I'm 20 years and I'm so bad. Lord seems to have disappeared. Or some of us like to go to Vrindavan and we feel so Krishna conscious there. We pay our obeisances. We are more humble than the straw in the street. We are at our high points or highlights. Or let us say during a festival like this, we feel so encouraged in our Krishna consciousness. But we know the Lord, but we feel maybe after a week or so the Lord disappears again from our hearts and we come to the normal position in life. This is and we ask ourselves, what is Krishna's intention? Why, there's a poem, why do you first give me the taste in you and then you disappear from me? Better you should not have given me the taste. Now I have the taste and I want only you. I'm caught by you. This is a poetic way of saying, good that you gave me the taste. Now I want you. So here, for those surrendered souls, says Krishna to the gopis. The gopis go to, you came to us, you actually called us with your flute, and then we, it's more like this, that we left everything behind. We left our husbands behind, we left our babies behind, we left our houses behind, and we came to you, and what did you do? After calling us, after receiving us, you just disappeared. What kind of person you are? Tell us, do you have a character problem? They said like this in the hidden words. You know, hidden words means, they said, multiple choice, tell us what type of lover are you? And one of the choices which the gopi thought he had to cross was an ungrateful person. Then Krishna said, listen carefully. For those surrendered souls who who worship me through Narkirtan. Narkirtan means what we do, Hare Krishna Kirtan. And other means I do not respond in order to make their worship more perfect. What? Is there a confusion? When someone worships you, you keep silent, you don't reciprocate with them. But don't you say yeyatam bhupati? They were confused, and Krishna saw this confusion, and he therefore said, oh gopis, who cannot understand my real intention. Listen and try to understand. By not seeing me, those surrendered souls develop deep humility. They feel, alas, alas, everything I have done has been useless because I am an offender. Namaparad. Krishna has not shown even the slightest little favor towards me. Let me be damned. No, Prabhupada. No, Prabhupada. This is Krishna is talking here. By constantly thinking in this way, those who have not yet developed mature love for me will become free from lust and anger and awaken pure devotion full of power and brilliance. Can you, is it clear to you how the Lord deals with his devotees? He is sometimes away from us. I have seen my disciples come to me sometimes with tears in their eyes and say, they say, Guru Maharaj, I do not see a future for me. I am so bereft of Krishna. And not like a separation of Krishna. No. I don't think of Krishna even once. I think of so many things. And I suffer because of this. I know I can only be happy when I am Krishna conscious. I have experience. But why is Krishna so far away? Then they turn to me, can you give me Krishna, please? And then I, depending, you know, when he's really full of tears, you have to say, come on, sit down, let's eat some prasadam. You know, but if he is able to hear something, except his own lamentations, then I say, oh my dear disciple, who does not understand Krishna's real intention, by not feeling the presence of Krishna, you will feel useless. That's good. Feel more useless. You are so useless in feeling useless. Don't say it like this. You should go deep inside of you and understand that you do something wrong in your life because I'm an offender. Krishna, you should understand, Krishna has not shown this favor. And if you can develop this humble mood in your life, then you will realize Krishna very quickly. Don't forget, the way up is the way down. The way up for an elevated life in Krishna consciousness is to become lower than the straw in the street. And that's not just an it's confession where you say it and you have a mountain of something else in your heart. No, it is a concrete realization. I am wretched. It's totally, I'm useless, in other words. When everything is given to you, the Lord is therefore known as the friend of the fallen. Yes. So, our Narada Muni then says something to Krishna. He addresses Krishna as Nabha Lingam. He's Nabha, he's personified. No, Linga means the form of Nava, of sound. You are the form of sound. You are Alingam, that means your form is Alingam. It cannot be seen by the eyes, but your form can be realized in sound only. That is the secret about Krishna. Another form, another description which Narada Muni gives of the Lord is Mantra Murtim. That means the Lord is perceived as mantra, as transcendental sound. The Lord is Amurtika. He has no material form. He's not like you and me. He's not like anything which we can see with our eyes. His form is invisible. My dear devotees, you can't even see your own mind. Higher than the mind is the self, the Atma. You can't see the Atma also, the soul. Higher than the soul is the Paramatma. You cannot see with these eyes the super soul. And still higher than the Paramatma is the Ishvara Parama Krishna, the Supreme Lord Krishna. How will you be able to see him? But that Lord who is so high, so amurtikam, has no material form, is perceived as mantramurtim, the form representative of transcendental sound. In the third canto, 21st chapter, text 8, the Lord is described as Shabda Brahman, that is, he's revealed by transcendental sound. My dear devotees, you must understand, there are only two spiritual things in this world of matter. This is not spiritual. This is not spiritual. This is not spiritual. This is not spiritual. This is also not spiritual. My ideas are not spiritual. They are production of a material element, the mind. What is spiritual is me, the eternal soul of Krishna. And there is a second spiritual entity or being in this world, and that is the Lord as Shabda, as the divine sound of His holy name. And on the Radha Dishmelos, I told the devotees, now it is your job and your work to bring the two together, you and the holy name. The Lord spoke like this, and Narada Muni couldn't see the Lord, but he could hear him as transcendental sound. And he paid his obeisances in the direction from which the sound came. He went down, he wetted the ground with tears, and then he offered obeisances. Then he thought very deeply, how will I find the Lord now? And he had a conclusion which is really, really wonderful. He says, after hearing all this, I began chanting the holy name and fame of the Lord by repeated recitation. Repeat again and again. Hare Krishna, again and again. Repeat it. I was ignoring all the formalities of the material world. Such chanting and remembering of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord are blessings upon one and all. I was just
singing and dancing, and I traveled all over the earth, fully satisfied, humble, and not envious. I was not envious, I didn't mean politics. When I was young, I once heard a lecture by Srila Prabhupada, which he gave in Mayapur. It was one of his last lectures. It was given in the year 1977, the year of his disappearance. And he said something in that lecture which was really very, very amazing. He talked about Nrsimhadev, who came before Prahlad Maharaj and touched him on his head. And then he said, he turned to us and said, "But what now?" Prabhupada said, "Now, what now? Nrsimhadev is not here. Krishna is not here. What will we do?" Then he said, "No, he is here." "How is he here?" "Nama Rupa Kali Kale Krishna Avata." Krishna is present by his name Krishna. Don't think this Krishna, Hare Krishna, this name is different from Krishna. Then he said many other things, and then at the end, he said, and here is, I could never forget this, I was not there, I heard it on the tape recording. "So, stick to the holy name of Krishna. You will get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj got by the direct touch of the lotus palm of Nrsimhadev. There is no difference. Always think like that." Now Prabhupada will say something amazing. "That as soon as you are chanting Hare Krishna, you must know that you are touching Krishna with your tongue. Then you get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj." How do you like this? We are sleeping, Guru Maharaj. We wait for the day. It's alright, it's your birthday, you can talk a little. We wait for the cake. I want to read this on the Maya Puketa Mela to the devotees. I think they will be in ecstasy. So if you have forgotten everything about the citation, I will repeat one more the essence. Always think like that, that as soon as you are chanting Hare Krishna, you must know that you are touching Krishna with your tongue. I don't want to stick out the tongue. then you get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj. Can you understand? Holy name, biggest treasure. Biggest treasure. Oh, biggest treasure. So Narada Muni was convinced like this, and therefore he began traveling, and he was quite unconventional. He ignored the formalities. He sang everywhere and chanted everywhere and remembered and was fully satisfied. I wanted to just briefly say I will come. Oh my God, it's late. I will end now, don't worry. Actually, I will say this evening. It's too much at once. But Narada Muni was taking the chanting serious. And it's described in the Linga Purana that he actually wanted to learn to chant so nicely that Krishna would be personally satisfied. So he learned the Veena very nicely, but he didn't know how to really do nice kirtans. So he did 1,000 years tapasya, and the Lord spoke to him, go to the saint Uluka, and he will tell you how to do proper kirtan. Would you like to hear the instruction which he got from Uluka?
Yes.
Why? You should learn to do nice kirtan also. Why not? Why not? It is the most important. First of all, Uluka said the most important principle is give up your shyness now when you sing. And then he gave an example. Just like you have to give up shyness when you eat, you just eat as much as you need. And just as you give up shyness when you make business. And then he gave another example, which is quite wow. Just like when you give up shyness when you do sexual intercourse. This is in the scripture. We should not jump over it. Then give up shyness when you sing for Krishna. There you must give up shyness. Really get, or when you talk in a, when you conduct a discourse in an assembly, when you talk, you should give up shyness. You should never sing kirtan while staring at other people. Sometimes we see this in Radha Deshmelos. So many wonderful devotees come. 850 this year. But sometimes I can see the boys are looking at the girls, and the girls are looking at the men. No, no, look at Krishna. Oh, close your eyes. This is what Uluka said. One should not sing with one's eyes turned upwards. And one should not survey means look over one's own body, nor stare at the body of other people. O sage of great intellect, you must know all this. Just like it is not possible to keep the rhythm with one hand, you need two hands. When you sing, you must also do it with a mind which is not diverted anywhere else. So when you sing and you want to keep the rhythm, you need two hands, not one hand. No sound will come from one hand. Two hands. When you sing kirtan, you need also the voice. And how should we sing? Without shyness, you know, learned very nicely. And you must keep your memory fixed on Krishna, not looking at other people, just being totally absorbed in Krishna. I thought it's a nice instruction. I will also read this on the kirtan made up for the devotees. I think they will like very much this instructions of Uluka. So my dear devotees, I would like to continue, but it is not so much time. I want to just say to you, on the day where my birthday is, I go to my second cupboard of presents. These presents are not really my own presents which I have in this cupboard. They were given to me by Srila Prabhupada and by our glorious Sampradaya. This is a present which is also coming from the Lord to Narada Muni, and it is handed down since time immemorial. It's the present which
which I request you to take seriously. But this present comes in a package. You don't give it without the package. Like in a cultured circle, every present is nicely wrapped in a decorated paper. The holy name is wrapped. It is covered. It is up to each single one to unwrap that present, to open it, to see what is inside. I think all of us have gotten such a present already, but have we unpacked it? Only when we unpack it and open it, it will be possible to get the holy name. That unpacking needs to be done by you. Only you, no one else, will be able to do this. That might take a lifetime for you. I know it will take maybe even a few lifetimes. But I'm very curious. I'm hearing from the scriptures, I'm hearing from Prabhupada that the Lord is not a form to be seen with our eyes. He's a lingam mutinam. He's a form which is mantra mutinam, which we see through the mantra. And I'm willing to give my best in unpacking this. And I request you all to receive the gift and unpack it. Learn to avoid the offenses. Learn to put this into practice. Go, be prepared to go through the time when Krishna is not visible to you, when your chanting is even done with little taste or taste which is attacked by the by a constantly diverted mind. Learn to go through this desert period. Be prepared for this. And then the Lord will reveal Himself very nicely to all of you. Thank you very much. Now you can do what you want. I'm satisfied. I have been able to give you my present from my spiritual gift shop. Gift cupboard, it's called in English. Geschenkeschrank. Please take it, but remember, you need to unpack it. It's you who needs to do this. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki, Gaura Prema. Remind you in times to come that you are brought to this. And you agreed. I will remind you in certain situations in your life. Hare Krishna.
I can.
No, you.
I'm finished.